We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We've got a special guest in the studio. It's not every day that Sheriff Sadie Darnell graces us with her presence, the Alachua County Sheriff. And good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
I am doing great. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. The schedule made it happen, and I always enjoy it. And you are in rare form.
Why, thank you.
Welcome to my world.
I think that's a compliment. I'm not sure. Right here on the agenda, books and burgers, yet I see you've brought no books and no burgers. What happened?
Well, because they're going to be out in Newberry this afternoon at 4 p.m. Until 6 p.m., and they're going to be at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center in Newberry. This is one of our initiatives that we have to better address childhood literacy, as well as socializing children to see law enforcement in a more positive way. They typically see us in sometimes negative situations or even scary situations. And so this is one of our initiatives that we have with our youth and community resource unit that goes out into the community. Sometimes we'll have our ice cream truck and
yes.
Interact with the children in a very positive way.
And this, I'm imagining, involving the books with us, there is probably a correlation between getting involved maybe in criminal activity at an early age and a lack of education or things like that. They probably cross over.
They definitely intersect. And if we can do more opportunities to nurture children, because unfortunately there are situations where children are not nurtured at home. So we make sure that we're part of that factor. That's why we have deputies in all the schools, elementary schools through high school. First, they were put in there for security reasons, but now it's gotten more into relationships with children, nurturing, helping the child thrive, because as they can become better citizens, then they're going to benefit our community and hopefully our world.
Seeing law enforcement as the good people that they are, yeah, I, how can you argue with that? That sounds good. And then you build relationships, and if something is happening on school grounds, you might actually have people who are willing to share some information with you that, unfortunately, I mean, sad as it is, could actually save lives.
Hey, it all boils down to individual responsibility. And so when we interact with children, and I actually can be role models for the adults there also, to make sure they know it's important for us, if they have individual information, they have the responsibility to share that with us. We want to head off any problems before they get to be at the dangerous level.
Tell me about the Women's Leadership Institute invitation that's going on in Orlando.
I was invited to attend. I'll be headed to Orlando early in the morning to get there for a institute panel with other women. It is the year of the woman because of it's the 100th anniversary of women being given the right to vote. So there's a lot of activity regarding that. And March is also Women's History Month. But I've been invited. It's the first time that I've had this opportunity. I'll be able to be with other women in leadership roles and encourage women who may not yet be in leadership roles to become better at it, become interested in it.
I thought it was crazy when they let them drive.
Yeah, well, wow. But we're going to have a long conversation after the air, so it's not recorded and there are no phones videotaping mm-hmm. us.
Art said he took your gun away. That's why I was so courageous.
He's
going
to have to wrestle me for this gun. It's not going to be pretty either.
On a much more, unfortunately, serious note, domestic battery, this issue is not going away. And now you have some advanced training in dealing with this kind of thing. Tell us about it.
It's actually been 10 years ago that I implemented what's called a lethality assessment project, where it's based upon research that determines the dangerousness level of an interaction between domestic partners. We have found, based upon that research, that in Alachua County alone, with the ones that we respond to by the sheriff's office, we have over 400 incidents typically during the course of a year. This past year in 2019, we're over 500 incidents. Some of that you can contribute to people feeling more comfortable with reporting, but also we're documenting the level of interaction as far as the dangerousness level. We're finding that strangulation is occurring in between 60 and 70% of those incidents. And this is not rough play interaction that is violent and that it strangles an individual to the point of unconsciousness or near unconsciousness. That creates a severe, significant, long-term medical issues having to do with blood loss to the brain. We received some incredible training from the Strangulation Institute. Not only did our deputies receive that training, but everyone in our agency has received that training because that may be something in their personal lives that they need to be aware of regarding incidents of domestic violence as well as the heightened level of dangerousness involving strangulation. There's also a tie-in with violence toward law enforcement. If someone, an offender, strangles their intimate partner, they are more likely to be involved in becoming threatening, dangerous to law enforcement. So, of course, that's another reason that we're interested in it. But primarily we're interested because of the personal risk, not only to adult women primarily, because over 90% of the incidents involve women as victims, but also children are victims in strangulations that we're seeing more and more. And it's incredibly horrific, but it's something that we are trained to respond to and deal with and make sure that intimate partners know that if they are strangled to the point of unconsciousness or near unconsciousness, there's 750 times more likelihood that they will be killed by that person.
That's my next question is, how far away are you once the strangulation occurs? How far are you away from the next step ending in a fatality, a homicide? I mean, once that occurs, it should never get to that point, but if it does, that's absolutely got to be the bottom rung. You've got to then address the issue and get away from that person, right?
Absolutely. And we approach this in a team concept with the victim advocates, with also victim advocates from Peaceful Pass. We have attorneys from the state attorney's office who are very involved and trained along with us so that we recognize this, that it's not just a domestic violence situation. This is an attempted murder situation, And so if the charges and elements are there, we're going to move forward.
It'll never happen again. I'm so sorry. I just had a bad day. You know, that's one thing if somebody, you know, says something verbally that hurts your feelings. We're talking about, like you said, you're just a step away from it being a homicide. You've got to get out of that relationship, and there are people that are going to help you. You've got to do it. These all end up in homicides.
Right. And if you look at the context, again, over 500 incidents last year, and they're likely to increase, but over 500 incidents happening in our county that the Alachua County Sheriff's Office responded to, that's very dangerous for the victim. It's very dangerous for law enforcement. And that's why I put such a priority on it.
Yeah. And we had got Charlotte County, a sergeant responding to a domestic, and he was shot right above his vest, killed him. Mm. Yeah. That's the very dangerous scenario there. Traffic unit, you're not really going to do driver's license, registration, insurance checkpoints. I thought those were unconstitutional.
They are not unconstitutional when you make sure that everyone knows about them. And we're going to be having this the week of February 17th.
Let me write this down. February 17th
will take place on Southwest 91st Street.
We have the times. That's getting close to my neighborhood.
Do we have the times yet? Okay, but we are going to be publicizing. We are making sure that people have their driver's license, registration, and insurance. It's going to be quick as far as the stop. It's not going to be a long time that people are going to be stopped. But we're just making sure that people recognize they need to have those items of registration, driver's license, and insurance with them to stave off something happening later in the future. Should they get in a crash, make sure they realize it's important. Unfortunately, we're also seeing a number of people who are driving without driver's license. And if you have that done three times and you're charged with it, you have a mandatory stay in our jail for 10 days. That's a state law that came out, I believe, last legislative session, that if you're driving with a suspended driver's license and have the conviction three times, you can mandatory 10 days in our jail.
Will you be checking the window tint on Bob's truck before you leave today?
Yeah, give me a description of that truck again.
Oh, it's right there.
It's right next to the red BMW with a slash, brand new tires. Did I say that out loud?
That was your out loud voice, Bob.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. You hang around, we're not done yet. Sheriff Sadie Darnell, Alachua County Sheriff, in the house. We're going to talk about resource center scams and a whole lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. We continue talking to Alachua County Sheriff Sadie Darnell. And Sheriff, thanks for sticking around. Let's traffic fatalities seem to be up, and I know you had another motorcycle fatality recently. Tell us about that.
We are real concerned, all of us here in Alachua County, as far as the law enforcement leadership and our folks. We've had so many fatalities. When we looked at the data, and FHP responds to the crashes in the unincorporated area of the county, but we assist with them in almost every case. We've had at least 50 fatalities in 2018 and again in 2019, and unfortunately off to too rigorous of a start. We had one with a double fatality on February 1st, the weekend of February 1st, with a motorcycle rider and passenger were killed. Then we had another motorcycle, a single person traffic fatality this past Wednesday morning, early in the morning out in the Waldo area. So it involves pedestrians, motorcycle crashes, and vehicular crashes that are ended up in too often fatalities. If you look at 50 fatalities in a county a year, think about that from the standpoint if it were anything else, if it were by gun violence or by, you know, dog mauling or something like that, people would be in an outrage. But yeah, it's happening consistently. So I'm glad to have our traffic unit back on the road. It took me a couple of years to get that back, the funding back from the Alachua Board of County Commission, but they're out there. They're great folks. They're doing the enforcement. They're on Millhopper Road. They're on 91st Street. They're on Tower Road. They're on the high risk areas based upon the stats, and they're doing a really fine job. But it's going back to that individual responsibility. You know, it's back in the day when they taught us in driver's ed, we've got to be responsible for ourselves, look out for the other driver, make sure the habits that we have are solid, but we can't depend just on our good driving. We've got to be watching out for the other folks.
Well, you think with the advent of, you know, airbags that you'd have these fatality numbers going down, but it works in unison with seatbelts. And I know some people are still very objectionable to seatbelts. I'll never understand it. I got in the habit when I was 15. And I buckle in. Cell phones, that's a huge distraction. We still see it, even though the laws have been passed.
The texting part of the law has been passed, but it's still happening. We are so dependent upon our cell phones, and we just got to keep it in the back seat or the trunk.
Yeah, because it's a temptation if it's sitting there. And then the other thing for motorcyclists, I just beg people to not follow too closely, because so many fatalities occur when a motorcycle goes down for various reasons. They get run over by the vehicle that's, you know, coming up from behind. In many cases, you don't have the ability to stop when you're that close to them. Please, and we all need to tailgate less, but especially if you're following a motorcycle.
Absolutely. It's common courtesy, and it's just the right thing to do. So it's an area that we're going to be focused on more and more. So those listeners, be aware. We're going to be out there. We're going to be watching, but it's up to you to drive safe. It's up to you to keep this from happening. So help us, and we'll help you. We don't sleep at night, so you're able to, and so do this a favor and be driving defensively.
What about scams? What's the latest on scams so we can warn people?
Basically, if someone is asking for money over the phone, hang up on them, because it's not anything that a reputable government entity or law enforcement agency will do. We're not going to do business over the phone. There are too many scams that are believable. The people are good at what they do. Just don't believe it. Hang up. Call someone who may have information about the jury duty, or who may have information about, you know, they say you've got an outstanding warrant or an IRS scam. Know that none of those entities are going to be doing business over the phone. So just don't believe them. When in doubt, hang up and then call someone who may have some information. But don't buy into their propaganda and their scam, because they're just out for your money, and all they need is one. They make 100 calls, they make one, they get some big money out of it. So just don't believe it. Hang up.
Got a new resource center coming online, Hawthorne area?
They've had it out there for a while, but we've been affected by it because it will tug at your heartstrings. There is food scarcity throughout Alachua County, and Hawthorne area was hit particularly hard. They have a food bank there that also provides some clothing and other things, but primarily food for residents in the area that just don't have transportation or don't have means in order to put food on the table. So one of our captains, Captain Bella Blizzard, and Major Latrell Simmons came to our command staff and showed us the video, showed us the circumstances, showed us the empty shelves, and command staff and others in the agency stepped up to the plate, donated funding in order to provide almost 300 pounds of food, and we were able to buy some carts so people who can't carry their food and don't have a car to take their food home, we provided quasi shopping carts for them to be able to take home, and then they returned the carts later for someone else to use.
As good as the economy is doing, there are still people that are definitely struggling, and they could use your help. And anytime you give to a food bank, if you can't, you know, if you don't have the food, you give them money. They stretch those resources a great deal.
They do a great job. One of my favorite charities is the Bread of the Mighty Food Bank here in town. They do such an awesome job, not only in Alachua County, but throughout multiple counties. Those of us who have means, we forget what it may be like to not have food on the table or even transportation to get around.
So cops from this area get to go to the Daytona 500, but you call it mutual aid.
It's mutual aid. The sheriff reached out to us, and we send some of our people who are trained, deputies who are trained in bomb and explosive detection. They have canines with them. They are there. They are much needed in this day and age and are much appreciated by the sheriff in that area. We typically, as sheriffs, help each other out across the state whenever we have special events. Gator Nationals will ask for folks to come up and help us, and so it's a mutual aid.
It's a great agreement. I'm just teasing.
I know.
Yes, and even I know with other events, there's mutual, like Spring Break.
Spring Break, right.
Yeah, yeah, and that's good. That's good for everybody, I think. So, Sheriff, we appreciate your time on the air. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Always enjoy being here. Appreciate the opportunity, Greg and Bob, to see you.
Don't forget that get-out-of-jail-free card you promised
me.
I'm
going to take a note on the tag on that Jeep out there.
The one with the tinted windows?
That's the one.
That's the one.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Alachua County Sheriff Sadie Darnell in the house. We appreciate it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.